Anaheim, one more day to wait. So tomorrow they open up against the Nashville Predators in their best of seven series. Head coach Bruce Boudreau joins us now. Bruce, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing very well. Panel is cool. I'm curious, before we get to the Nashville series specifically, game 82 was an interesting one for the Anaheim Ducks. In Washington against the Caps, a number of players scratched, Ovechkin and Backstrom and Carlson and the like. How did you and your team approach that one, Bruce?
We approached it like we wanted to win. We thought we knew either opponent was going to be really tough, but we wanted it was a meaningful game for us, and we went in, and I thought we played really good. I think Freddie Anderson hadn't played in a couple weeks, and he wanted to make a statement that he was ready to play goal, and he did. I thought it was as good a game as he could play. And, you know, we too didn't have a lot of players in the lineup, but I thought when the chips were down, I thought we played a pretty solid defensive game, which is what we wanted to do.
Did Anderson make enough of a statement for you to start tomorrow night?
I'll tell you on Saturday.
Come on, Bruce. Come on. You're doing a Mike Sullivan on us.
I can't.
No, he's doing an every
thing?
Coach in the league's thing on us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Well, he was going to answer.
Who was?
We can let Bruce answer, Doug.
Oh, I thought he said he would let us know Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought that was his answer. Okay.
No.
I picked you to win the cup.
Well, that means we're doomed.
Kiprios, your buddy, picked Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I took you guys. No, and the reason, my reasoning is, for me, you and Dallas have been the two best teams in the West the last month. That's my, just from the little bit I've seen. You've got to be pretty happy, Bruce, with the way your young back end is playing, the way your second line has been real. To me, maybe the best second line in the league. Your thoughts? Or am I out in left field?
No, you're not I mean, we have high expectations here as well. And I agree with you. When you win the Jennings Award, nobody ever mentions one of your defensemen.
Yeah.
You know, they're unheralded, but they're good. I mean, we've got, I think, eight deep guys that can play in the NHL and know their roles. And I think that's been a very important part of us having success. But if you were to have the Norris Trophy voting out of the top 20, we might not get one vote, any one of our defensemen. But it's a true testament that they play well together.
Can we pause on that for 1 second? I spoke with someone in the Western Conference team yesterday, and we were talking about Drew Doughty and the Norris Trophy. And I said, where are you at on Doughty and the Norris? And this person I spoke to said, I don't even think he's the best defenseman in California. And I said, really, who? And he said, Hampus Lindholm, Anaheim Ducks, yeah, who is destroying it out there, but no one is talking about
it. And then
him.
That's a fair comment, but I say he's full of BS. Because I'm putting Doughty, and I love Lindholm, but I got Doughty out of him. Sorry.
Very good. Let's see.
What about you, Bruce?
What about Bruce Boudreau?
Well, I'll tell you, I think Hampus is really good, but I don't think he's where Doughty is now.
In fairness to, he's a kid.
By the time he plays as many years in the NHL as Doughty has, he might be there.
That's right.
But, I mean, he's a guy that, again, unheralded, because we're in the West, but as a puck mover and a guy that can skate and big and strong, doesn't get pushed off the puck, he's pretty good.
The one thing that your team has suffered the last month or so is a boatload of injuries. Any chance you can update us on Raquel and Perron?
Well, Raquel, Perron, and Bieksa all practiced yesterday, full practice. Today we'll find out more, because it'll be more bumping and grinding in practice today than it was yesterday, and then we'll make decisions. I mean, it's in a perfect world, it's kind of tough to throw three guys in that haven't played in 3 weeks all at the same time. You like to layer them in, type of thing, but we'll see how it goes. We don't know what we're going to do yet in Bruce, that situation.
Bruce, I think the thing that jumps out at me, your comment, is that and you look at teams around the league and where a lot of them vulnerable is on the back end, and when you say you've got eight guys you feel comfortable with, that's a real testament to, you know, getting through what you know is a tough grind.
Yeah, I mean, boy, if you go any, like, I mean, I haven't been to the finals yet, but I mean, every time I've watched, teams need 8 to 9 or 10 defensemen because it becomes a grind in the 2 months, and every team hits more in the playoffs than they did in the regular season. So the chance for injury is much greater, and when you don't have depth on defense, it becomes apparent. The only time I didn't think that it mattered was when last year with Chicago, because they kept playing those four guys 30 minutes each game.
Unbelievable, really. Yeah, and you had them. You were close to.
Don't remind
you
them.
You were close.
Don't remind them.
I mean, we were watching those games, Bruce, and it was that close to getting to those guys. That close.
I think I've relived that one a couple times.
You know what's interesting about the depth of defensemen as well, and we can all recall 2007, last time the Ducks won the Stanley Cup, and it was the war of attrition, and the big three certainly were that. But as guys started dropping off, we got to Huskins and DePenta and Jackman pretty quickly. And if you look at the defensemen that are even on the horizon for Anaheim.
Shea Theodore, my favorite.
And Brandon Montour is another one.
But how about this? We've been talking to Bruce for this long, we haven't mentioned Getzlaf and Perry yet.
Well, it's an embarrassment of riches on the blue line. We'll finish with the blue line, then we'll get on to the big boys. But when you look at what they're doing in San Diego, and I know Dallas Eakins is a coach, but Marty Wilford's done such a great job with that back end. It is kind of an embarrassment of riches that you have on the back end there, isn't it, Bruce?
Well, it is. Shea's going to be a really good player in this league. That's one thing that we all know. And the one person that nobody knows about is Brandon Montour. And this kid is a dynamic defenseman.
Rover, hey?
It won't be too long before there's an awful lot of people that know what his name is. And he's had a great first year, you know, for a guy that only started playing defense 2 years ago. He's going to be a real surprise for everybody.
Okay, ask about Getzlaf, Doug.
Yeah.
No, I just was going to say to Bruce, we had Bob Murray on here a month and a half ago, and he laughed once on the show with us.
What?
No way.
Yeah, he laughed. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell off the stool. How's his mood right now? He's got the playoff face on. He's got the growl going.
Yeah, he's got the playoff face on. So, but he's an intense man. I'll tell you that much.
Anyway,
so let's talk about your riches up front. And when you talk about, you know, Getzlaf and Perry, they haven't played very much together in the last month or so. And then the line to me that's really been a change for you guys is Kessler with Silverberg. And last year it was Bieleski, and this year it's Cogliano. So really, how easy is it to change the lines these days?
Well, the first and third line sort of speak. If Raquel plays, Perry will go back with him. And if Perron plays, he'll go with Getzlaf. So those two lines will be split, but still at the same time, I think good offensive line. But I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I don't know how the Silverberg line we play, or Kessler line, we play against every top line every game, and they managed to shut them down. I think there was only been once in the last month where they got scored on more than they scored. And other than shutting lines down, Silverberg has been maybe as hot as any scorer in the league. So I have a tremendous amount of faith when I put them out there and against anybody. But they've been a difference maker, that's for sure.
What about McGinn?
McGinn is what we thought we were getting. Yeah. I mean, he's a big-bodied guy that will take the body. One of the things he does really good is he goes right to the front of the net, and he picks up all the slop that the goalies leave there. That's where he scores a lot of his goals. You're not going to see a lot of highlight real goals from Jamie, but he'll go to the net, and in this type of not only series but in the playoffs, those are really important facts.
Subtle pickups like that, you know, Trey, you wouldn't think it was a big pickup, but he's gone in, and as you said, Bruce, he's been a premier pickup for your team.
Yeah, I mean, you put him, Raquel, and Perry together, now you've got three 20-goal-plus scorers on a line that's maybe your third line.
It's funny, you talk about McGinn doing it. Earlier in the season, we've talked, and you said one of the things that David Perron did when he joined the team was to go to the front of the net as well. So if you have both guys in the lineup, both of them have the opportunity to do that, that's something you haven't had much all season from more than one line.
No, and I think Bob definitely identified that when he made some trades, is that we needed more guys to play on the inside, and he went out and got Perron and McGinn, and that's what they do, and that's more to the style of what the Anaheim Ducks have been used to doing.
God, it's amazing. With what we've talked about, you should win for fun. I guess I was right in my prediction.
Yeah, just like breaking sticks, as they say.
Believe me. Believe me.
On that,
we know how tough we're in.
Oh.
Believe
me. Yeah, it's
Nashville team is an awful good team.
Everything has to go. You have to get some bounces and some breaks and health, as you talked about. There's a lot of components and goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's tough. Yeah. We wish you the best of luck. Bruce, always a pleasure catching up. Good luck in the opening round against the Preds.
Good luck, Bruce.
Appreciate it, guys.